Yeah, so if you could give me just your name and if you're with any organization, and then what you're here at Urbana talking about. We'll start there.
Okay. My name is Melanie Spinks, and I'm an art professor at Wingate University in South of Charlotte. Also, I'm here at Urbana to represent Leighton Ford Ministries, so I'm honored to be here at InterVarsity.
And I understand that you're here talking about using art as a sort of a bridge to talk about the gospel. Could you give kind of a condensed version of what you're here to present?
Sure. I was called to missions in about 20 years ago, actually, thinking about 2018 coming up is 20 years ago. And I went to all these mission organizations, I mean, just to see where can I plug in. And I was so excited about this. You know, I was already a young art professor at the time, and I thought, I would do anything for the Lord. Just give me a task. Well, I went to all these missions organizations. They took a look at my resume and said, well, you know, we're looking for medical or engineering and art. We just don't know of anything that you can do. And so I had rejection after rejection after rejection. Well, I knew I was called. It's not like me. I'm not a very emotional person. But every time I would hear about the nations, my eyes would just tear up for the lost. And I knew that God had called me and I have to plug in somehow to this Great Commission. I was directed to the Perspectives course. Now, this is in Atlanta, Georgia, and I signed up right away. And that Perspectives course changed my life. I remember listening to a talk by Don Richardson, who I found out has just recently passed away. But he had told us about the peace child and that hidden in culture, God has placed these redemptive analogies, and these redemptive analogies are your bridges to the gospel. What he's saying is that God loves people, and he has gone ahead to prepare people all around the world to receive the gospel message. Well, as he was giving example after example after example, it just hit me. It's in the arts. It's in these cultures' arts. I can do this. There's a place for me. So I learned, I've spent the past 20 years, now there wasn't a lot about art in the faith 20 years ago. Protestant church was very closed, a little skeptical of artists even still. But I've spent the past 20 years just trying to figure out how do you integrate art and faith in a ministry, especially within a missions calling. So I teach, but teaching is also missions. And now I'm really honored to be here to finally talk about this idea of symbol and inspiration and where that comes from, because in the ancient world, art was always a spiritual activity. And I believe it is today. It just depends on the source. But there's a lot of information that art can give you about a culture. So if we only have eyes to see.
And so that brings to mind a question in that in places, for example, closed countries where maybe traditional methods of evangelism wouldn't work to share that gospel message, how might the arts act as a kind of a covert, undercover way of evangelism?
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, I'll give you an example. I feel like you kind of can bend the rules when you talk about art because art is so personal and people expect it to be subjective. They expect you to get out of what is politically correct. So we do artists talk about politics and religion all the time because artists make artwork from their heart. Well, what's going on in their heart, their cares and their concerns. I'll give you an example. I was in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, this is not a closed country, but at Georgia State at the time, 20 years ago, the art department was not a place where you could express your faith. Very antagonistic. Well, you could, but there was a price to pay for that. So at the university, what I did, my class asked me, I taught a sculpture course, and they said, well, hey, tell us about your work. So I thought, well, okay, this is during their class time. Why don't I have a time outside of class that they can come on their own free will so that I won't get whammied? And I did. I said, well, let's meet at 9 in the morning if you want to hear about my work. Well, I was shocked that the whole class showed up except for one. I was shocked to get students to come, especially at 9 o'clock voluntary. Well, we had a really great relationship, really good chemistry in that class. So I got to show my artwork and also give my testimony along with it. And they said that was the most helpful thing they had learned that entire semester, was how do you integrate? They said it was really, it came to light that a lot of them were from a Christian background. And I found other people would kind of come out of the closet in a sense. I would see a student in the background saying, "Hey, I'm glad you talked about being a Christian. I am too, but I'm the only one here." And then another student come up and say, "I'm glad you're talking about being a Christian, because I am too, but I think I'm the only one here." Then after a while, I realized most of the class is Christian, and we're all just cowering because of the outrage of a few people who are intolerant. I see this as an anti-religious bigotry of the time. So, yeah, art, I think, allows you to bend the rules. People expect that with art and artists. So, yeah, I think it really opens the door for spiritual conversation.